Hi there, this is DJ Mr. Nick, host of Bridging the Gap, here to remind you that Hawaii Public Radio, and more importantly, streaming content of this station, is kept alive from donations and support from our listeners. If you're not a member of this wonderful radio station, please consider joining up or contributing at any level you're comfortable with. More information can be found on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, and if you're already a member, please give yourself a big old pat on the back. And thanks. It's 10 p.m. in the islands. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Tonight we're going to be joined in the studio by the guitar player for this band. They're called the Squirrel Nut Zippers. And we will have Jimbo Mathis in studio to talk about their band and a little bit of their history ahead of their, well, they've just started a three-night residency over at the Blue Note Hawaii. Other than that, we're going to keep it vintage and pretty all night long, and just a little bit wacky, if possible. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. Also stream on our new smartphone app by searching HPR. Sit back, relax, have a sip of that drink, and we'll be right back after NPR News.
It's 10:06, and we're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
Starting this first hour, Bridging the Gap with our featured band of the night, the Squirrel Nut Zippers. We'll be joined by their guitar player, Jimbo Mathis, in just a few. But we're starting it off with their song entitled The Ghost of Stephen Foster. I will sync the video for this into the blog of this show, which can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. My name is Mr. Nick, Bridging the Gap.
Gazed into his eyes. Ships were made for sinking, whiskey made for drinking. If we were made of cellophane, we'd all get stinking drunk much faster. Camptown ladies never sang all that you not made. No, no, no. Camptown ladies never sang all that you not made. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Soul Jazz Orchestra. A song called Soleil Couchant off their album Resistance. Before that, the Squirrel Nut Zippers with the Ghost of Stephen Foster off their Perennial Favorites album. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, streaming live on our brand new HPR smartphone app, available for free from the iTunes Store or Google Play simply by searching HPR. Listening to the Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band off their new album 55, covering 50 Cent's P.I.M.P. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. I get a kick out of that every time. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from Anna O'Brien's, with live music including indie, punk, rock, and funk, and featuring Comedy U on Wednesday nights, IrishPubHawaii.com. This is Sonorismo with Soledad. This comes off one of the recent 12-inch vinyl EPs. Jimbo Mathis from Squirrel Nut Zippers coming up in just a few.
Luego me acerqué a la playa, le cantaba Soledad. Luego tiempo por un guiso de mamel. Calentico y rico está, ya no se puede pedir más. Ay, caserita, no me dejes ir, porque después te vas a arrepentir y va a ser muy tarde ya. Manicero se va. Calle sola está, la pera de mi corazón. El manicero entona su pregón, y si la niña escucha su cantar, llama desde su balcón. Dame de su maní.
You're listening to Don Aspiazu with El Manicero, the peanut vendor. Up next, the Squirrel Nut Zippers with St. Louis Cemetery Blues. Oh no. Oh no. Wrong city. Well, let's see. This is David Snell instead. Okay, that was David Snell with International Flight off Thievery Corporation's compilation, The Outer National Sound. This is the Scroll Nut Zippers with the St. Louis Cemetery Blues. We're going to be joined in the station right after this with Jimbo Mathis from the Scroll Nut Zippers. Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. I'm joined here in the station by Jimbo Mathis of the Scroll Nut Zippers.
Aloha, Hawaii.
How's it going? Welcome to Hawaii.
Oh, man. It's going great, and thank you. We're so proud to be here.
So I've been listening to you guys for, I guess we found for 20 years now, since since Hot came out.
Hot came out, it'll be 21 years this July.
So the interesting thing is that I've always had a tough time actually describing when people are like, what is the Scroll Nut Zippers? I'm like, well, it's swing, but it's jazz, but it's calypso. So with that said,
cabaret,
how would you describe yourself?
Well, we're pretty unique. I don't think there's anything quite like us. I don't know what you call it, but whatever it is, it's hot, you know. but it's, like you said, a mixture of hot jazz. Of the New Orleans variety. Anything from show tunes, cabaret. I researched all early American music, Hawaiian music. Stephen Foster, going back to the first, songwriters of America. Even German cabaret music and avant-garde things. Some swing, some 30s calypso from Trinidad. So it's a real mashup. But the cool thing about us was that we wrote all our own music, so we didn't necessarily copy anything. So one song could have two or three different components to it, you know. So it was quite an interesting mashup, you know.
And doing this, was your intention to kind of, was it like to you know, send a nod to the all these old types of music, or to kind of recreate it, or to create a hybrid of it all? Or?
You know, the only intention was to, like, learn it and appreciate it and, like, get in the bones of it. You know, that was my, you know, I was the founder of the band, and my only goal was to just get inside of it and understand it. And by, so, obviously, for doing that, you have to play with an ensemble. You can't just, I'm a student of music, but I'm also an entertainer. So, you have to be in a group to work out the nuances of the music. It really just came about as a, like an art project, or, you know, part of my education, personal education. And it just, all of a sudden, it just took off, literally after our first show. Public performance. We had a record deal in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So this is before cell phones, you know. And so I'm at this little French pub in Chapel Hill, and somebody yells through the crowd, you know, all the noise, "Hey, there's a call for you, Jimbo, on the payphone." You know, and I went on the payphone, and it was a guy from Merge Records saying, "Hey, do you come by the office on Monday, and if you want a record contract?" Oh. So it really was quite shocking.
So kind of backtracking here, but give me a little bit of history about your band.
Well, we came together in the mid-'90s, the early 90s, really, in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And like I said, it was part of my personal education of researching American music. And so I just found like-minded souls around the community. It was a very art-based community and very individual, you know, original bands were appreciated, you know, and encouraged originality. So people were kind of on the cutting edge. There were a lot of resources for music to find in the libraries and in the record shops. So we really just got together as, like I say, like an art project. And people were learning their instruments. Like, they really, a lot of the members didn't have background in music.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so I was sort of mentoring them and putting this vision together. I had no idea where it would go, but I was trying to involve theater, costuming, you know. It was more like a puppet show or something. It wasn't supposed to do anything other than just edify us. And then, like I say, we just took off, and we put out a full-length record. We were featured on public radio on Bob Edwards' Morning Edition in 94. We had a huge interest in our first record, and it ended up selling way more than anybody thought. For this antique, you know, quirky, eccentric band. And then we made the second record, and two or three radio stations picked up one of the songs, which was Hell, was the name of the song. And it was about, you know, purgatory and the biblical hell.
Which is,
And, you know, it got picked up in Boston, it got picked up in KCRW in L.A., and it just, next thing we know, we had a million and a half records we had sold within like 3 years of just the basic plunking around in the old cabin, you know.
You know, with that note, let's, why don't we listen to, I know you brought in some new stuff, which I'm
sure.
Really excited, but let's take a real brief pause and actually listen to Hell.
Let's do that.
This is Hell from the Squirrel Nut Zippers off their album Hot. We'll be right back with Jimbo.
Serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
The afterlife could be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
The people listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamping his feet. Eternally, fire
is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and burnt to ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
The Gap here on Member Supported Hawaii Public Radio. That was Hell off from the Scroll and the Zippers off their album Hot, which is 20 years old now.
It'll be 21 years old in July.
I'm joined here.
We're so proud of him.
Yeah,
he's grown up to be so big.
I'm joined here in the station by Jimbo Mathis of the Scroll and the Zippers. And I got to ask, you guys get in any trouble for that song?
No. I mean, it was
like any, like, you know, protested or
no, because it's really tongue in cheek. I mean, a lot of our stuff is very parody, dark humor, satire, you know. And we had a very humorous, like, satirical video where we kind of lampooned like the Lawrence Welk show or something. And so all of our stuff was, I mean, you know, hell is in the Bible, you know. So we really didn't. I mean, everybody just thought it was fun. It was so different from everything then or since. And I think we were one of the last weirdo bands to, like, get through, you know, before it all got so homogenized that it's really impossible now. We were really one of the last quirky bands like that to sneak through the cracks.
So, I got to ask, because I always hear, like, you know, whenever I bring you guys up, they're like, oh, they're one of those swing bands of the 90s.
Uh-huh.
That, was that an intention at all to, I mean, you,
no.
you kind of got... lumped in with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, we were working in complete isolation. I mean, we lived in a rural area in North Carolina, so we hadn't, I didn't even have a television at that time, you know, so, I mean, we were just starving artists, you know, and so we had no concept what we were doing. We flew to L.A. for the first time, and we're pulling up to the Brown Derby. It's a club, and there's a, you know, line around the block with all these people dressed in vintage clothes. Yeah, all this stuff, and we're like, oh my god, I wonder who's playing, you know, who they're here to see, you know, and they're like, they're here to see you. And so unbeknownst to us, there was a burgeoning swing dance, and that's really come through all these years. I mean, swing dancing, the popularity of all that has really blossomed and become, you know, popular. At that time, we were completely in the dark. So we had no intention of that. And so all of a sudden there were three or four bands that were kind of doing the same thing. Very odd.
But you guys are the ones that took it.
We had the first hit. Well, and I think we kicked the door down for some of the other ones. But unintentionally. I mean, we had no goals other than just purely personal artistic goals. But we didn't really do the jump blues. And like I said, our music is a lot more eccentric. With a lot of different more components, but just by the fates, you know, it just happened to work out like that.
Tell me about what, bringing us up to the present. What's going on now?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity. They informed me that the Hot release was had it coming on a 20-year anniversary, and maybe we should do a couple of shows in celebration. And we started talking about this about three years ago. And I said, well, you know, the more I thought about it, I said, if we're going to do this, why don't we just get a start the Squirrel Nut Zippers again and get back to work rather than just do some celebratory nostalgia thing? Let's turn it into the viable creative thing that it's supposed to be. And so I started seeking out people that I wanted to work with, the people that I had on my radar for all these years, and most of the band's out of New Orleans now. So I've got like the Cutting Edge Cats and Kitties, you know, from New Orleans, from the burlesque and the jazz, the trad jazz, and R&B in the band now. So it's really brought the songs up to a whole new level with the horn arrangements, the dynamics of the stage show, the energy. I knew we had to find the energy again, and that's what I didn't want to fake, you know. And so by doing what I did, we've got like a whole new concoction, and we're doing all the old stuff, but on it with a new twist, more sophisticated sound, and frankly, just more entertaining.
And you're recording again.
Yes, we've got a whole new record ready and prepared. You know, I've got on a big writing streak. One of my big partners and new partners in the band, Dr. Sick, he's helped contributed to writing and arranging and producing on the new record, so I've got a lot of fresh ideas, and we look to put this out next year. So I've got some new tracks I brought.
So we're going to hear one. This is Carnival Joe from Kokomo.
Correct.
Right. All right. So we're gonna hear this, and then we'll be right back.
This is the world debut.
This is the first
of
time
Carnival Joe from Kokomo.
Really, I'm honored. All right, we'll be right back with Jimbo Mathis from the Scrum and Tippers.
This way, ladies and gentlemen, this way to see the greatest conglomeration of curios ever gathered together under one canvas tent in the universe. Never before has anyone seen such marvelous collection of rarities as we have assembled here before you. See Prince Juju Bobo, the sword swallower. He is also a snake charmer, ladies and gentlemen. He eats them alive. See the wonderful Princess Karma perform a wonderful dance on a platform suspended above the heads of all the audience to myriad rays of tiny electric lights and the weird music of a tom-tom orchestra. She performs this dance on the pallid surface of a silver dime. Bring your wives, friends, and children, or they will reproach you in later life for this uncalled for lack in their education. For one dime, 10 cents, 2 nickels, you can be instructed. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that although her feet are perfectly rigid, every nerve, every muscle, every fiber quivers like jelly in the bowl. We'll be right back.
job.
Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. I'm joined here in the station with Jimbo Mathis of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. That was nice.
Yeah, you know, we've really got to capture the old sound, but bringing it into a new era. And some fresh ideas.
And then since you have some new members, was there a lot of pressure to recreate a lot of the older? Because I know Catherine is no longer.
Right, but she's retired, you know, and but different people have different. But it really wasn't. You know, the reach of the band, I found, it was quite large. When I started looking for musicians, a lot of them are, you know, 15, 20 years younger than me. And so a lot of them, the Squirrel Nut Zippers, were one of their main influences for getting into music in the first place. So, you know, a lot of these people grew up listening and digging on Squirrel Nut Zippers. So I knew that when we came back, we had to do the old material. It's so good. It's like a body of work, you know. It's like a play or a production, you know. I didn't want to deviate from what we had done. I just wanted to improve it and inject that energy into it. So that's where we're at. And then from the excitement of the band, meeting all the cats, the dynamic between them, I was able to get back into that writing spirit and start concocting new material like what you just heard, Carnival Joe from Kokomo.
Should we hear one more?
I would love to. Yeah. I mean, we're doing some. This is, you know, these tracks are, some of them aren't even fully mixed. So this is literally the premiere.
This is the raw.
This is the premiere.
Okay.
So I'd like to do an instrumental. This was written by Henry Westmoreland, Dr. Sick, and I had some influence on it. And it's called Axeman Jazz.
Axeman Jazz. All right, here we go. Brand new Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Well, I got a trombone with a rusty bell. I got a fine woman who plays it well. When she's blowing, I yell, blow that rusty trombone. She grabs my horns, my delight. Knows just how to blow it right. A virtuoso so day or night when she blows that rusty trombone. When I pull out my instruments and fiddle by her side. Sucker, mouth to the piece, lips to a thug, and she blows that rusty trombone. Blow, baby, blow. Thank you.
We're back with Jimbo Mathis here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Just one last question on as Please. Far as people coming to your shows. What do you want them to really take away from it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we're trying to bring the joy back to entertainment. You know, I think we've had enough introspection. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now that's it's so divisive, so negative, so just wrong. And I like to provide just a joyful noise for the people and come together, all races, all people, and just really, since our music is so unique and so upbeat and twisted, just everybody just have a great time. And people are saying, this is the most fun I've had. And it's just wonderful and joyful.
Got it. All right, so Scroll Nut Zippers plays starting this evening over at the Blue Note Hawaii. They're there for tonight, Friday and Saturday night, three nights, two shows a night, 6:30 and 9 p.m. Tickets are available at their website at bluenotehawaii.com. And we'll have more information on all of this up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. Jimbo, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I love talking to you, Nick. And best wishes to everybody out there in your listening public.
All right. Thanks. So we're going to listen to one last Scroll Nut Zippers song. Oh, correction. At last, that news track was called Rusty Trombone. Yeah. Thank you again to Jimbo Mathis for sitting in with me here at the station. This is off the newly released and remastered Hot album. One of their slower songs called Meant to Be. So during that interview, if you heard the little backing music, that was this band. They're called Dantiki, local band here in Hawaii. And this is their band Flower Humming off their Skinny Dip with Dantiki album. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. If you would like to re-listen to that interview, it's going to be up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. It's actually up on the right on the main page on the right-hand bar. It will be up until the morning. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Thank you so much for listening. And once again, a shout-out to Jimbo Mathis from the Scrollnut Zippers. They continue their residency over at the Blue Note Waikiki tomorrow night and then Saturday night. BlueNoteHawaii.com for more information on that. You are tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIPA Lehui, streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing out this first hour of Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Coming back with a little bit more Scrollnut Zippers, some native Haitian Creole protest music, some calypso, and some steel drum stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after the news.
It's 11:06. We're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
Starting off our second hour, Bridging the Gap with some Quantic, title track off his album, Mishaps Happening. Da-da-da-da-da. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Thank you so much for listening. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. Any questions or comments, drop me an email at djmrnick@hawaiipublicradio.org. And yeah. Follow me on social media at facebook.com/DJ Mr. Nick Hawaii and DJ Mr. Nick at anything else. And let us know how we're doing here at the station and drop us a line at mail@hawaiipublicradio.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to Quantic with Mishaps Happening. And since it's kind of the night of the Skrillnut Zippers, let's do one more track for them. This is them off their The Best Of album. This one was actually never released in their regular albums. It's a cover of Under the Sea from Disney's The Little Mermaid. My name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
The seaweed is always green now in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there. That is a big mistake. Just look at the water running right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore they work all day. Out in the sun they sail away. Why are we devoting full time to floating under the sea? Down here by the fish is happy, heads up to the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, the sad cause they in the bowl. One day when the boss gets hungry, guess you'll be on the plate. Under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We were the land folk love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea, under the sea, under the sea. Life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. Each of the clammy in his pajamas under the sea. Each of the sun yet cutting a rug here under the sea. Each of the snail you know how to wail here under the sea.
The Skrillnut Zippers with Under the Sea off their Best Of album. I cannot play that song without backing it up with this one. Just because it's like watery, underwater sounding music. Anyway, the Skrillnut Zippers continue their residency at the Blue Note tomorrow night, Friday night, and then Saturday night. Shows at 6:30 and 9 p.m. BlueNoteHawaii.com for more information. This is Andy Narell with a medley of If I Only Had a Brain and Somewhere Over the Rainbow off his album Dis-1-4-Raf. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Thank you. You're listening to Andy Narell with a medley of If I Only Had a Brain and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Beautiful, isn't it? My name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. You're listening to Atis Independent. This is with a song called M&V Shanti Payim, or Singing of My Country, off their album Haiti Kisapon Fe, or What Is To Be Done. This is Haitian Creole, and it's political music sung, political freedom music, or protest songs sung in native Haitian Creole. One of the many wonderful little jewels coming off the Smithsonian Folkways record label. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Switching over to a band my friend found busking on the streets of New Orleans called Tuba Skinny.
Around all night.
You're listening to Tuba Skinny with a song called I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water off their album Gap Band. My friend Jay, who lives over on Maui, found them busking on the streets of New Orleans and bought their CD. And it is incredible front to back. Speaking of busking, another artist who occasionally, right after she actually releases a major album, will kind of disappear, or legend has it will vanish instead of touring, and can be often found busking on the streets of New Orleans. Her name is Madeline Peru. She has a voice that when she first came out was a lot of people compared to Billie Holiday in her cadence and her delivery and some of the tones, and she's since evolved from that. Her newest album is called Secular Hymns, and she's here does a cover here of Tom Waits' Tango Till They're Sore. My name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.
Well, you play that tarantella and all the hounds, they start to roar. The boys all go to hell and then the Cubans hit the floor. They climb along the pipeline, they tango till they're sore. They take apart their nightmares and they leave them by the door. Or let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stair. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Make sure they play my theme song. I guess Daisy's all I have to do. Just get me to New Orleans and paint shadows on the pews. Cut the skin on that pig. Kick the drum and let me down. Put my clarinet beneath your bed till I get back in town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. I deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Calico or the color of a doll. So wave your flag on Cadillac Day. Hang a skillet on the wall. Cut me a switch. Oh, hold your breath till the sun goes down. Write my name on a hood. Send me off to another town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. A deal out jack so better on a blanket by the stair. Tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Send me off to bed forevermore. I
wonder who to Tom called it, loved me or died. Some fingernail, a piece of her dress, a pocket there in devil BDS. I will relate the piteous consequence of my mistake. all enslaved to passing desire, making these dreaded love me or die. Against a jungle primeval green, she had the looks of a beauty queen. No bangles or chain, wearing broken shoe, 75-cent bottle perfume. I said good morning, I tipped my hat, all while I was cunning like a rat. Smiling gaily looked her in the eye, I felt in my pocket he loved me or die. I bought history, one to behold. I studied magic from days of old. Membership, secret society, power and wealth in my family. But Matilda, darling, why you don't take my wedding ring? Like a demon under the floor, bury the hoodoo down the back door. Town, that a fever strike Matilda down. 9:30 the doctors arrive, priests come running, 4:45. Standing in the weeds early next day, I saw the meat wagon rolling away. I seen Matilda laying in the back, her old mother wearing a suit of black. Trumpet and bang the drum, I wait for me judgment to come. I know her spirit is down beneath, I hear the weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Flames of hell licks at my feet, in the shadow of the jungle I feel the heat. Matilda's waiting in hell for me too, oh, cause she died from a bad hoodoo.
You're listening to CW Stone King, Melbourne, Australian-based artist who does his own blend of New Orleans jazz and calypso. Spooky stuff. Comes off his album Jungle Blues. The song is called The Love Me or Die. Gonna follow this one up with some actual calypso. Artist named Lord Nelson off his album Then and Now with a song called Sugar. My name is Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Going from here to Jamaica.
Honey, why? Why did you leave me all alone in a room to cry? After all the things we said we will do, after all the hardships that we've been through. But I'll take the blame, believe me, Didi. But deep inside, you know you're guilty. Oh, well, Didi, time will tell. I said, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. I said, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. I know how you feel. Your thought is love was for real. I was no match for him to you. I was a heel. You thought I was so slow and too unkind. So you move out smartly, not a trace behind. But my reward was great, excuse me, Didi. Two kids for this camp and he's still a Mario. Yes, Didi, time will tell. I said, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. Where you? I said, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. You made him a choice. he was dished as you wish. Don't mind, he comes home every night drunk like a fish. Remember all the things I taught you to do. How to clean and cook, so you must clean him up too. And when things happen, sometimes it's for the best. Our lives together might have been a mess. So you see, Didi, I did tell. I say, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. Oh, yo. I say, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. Don't feel ashamed. We all know love is a gambling game. Though it's been a long, long time, my love remained the same. I too went around and I spread me joy. I really had some fun, so don't be annoyed. I need your love and you need mine, baby. So pack up your things, come back to daddy, don't stall. You can't be the writing on the wall. I say, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. Way young, way young. I say, go have your fun, run around. When you're done, you could come back to do. I still have sugar for you. Go have your fun.
This is very early Toots and the Maytals.
There is nothing anymore.
I've got a notch. If you love me, woman, walk right in. I've got a notch for your safety pin. The original version of Bob Marley and the Wailers, Bend Down Low, coming off the Sounds of Freedom box set, also can be found on the Trojan Rocksteady compilation. Before that, early Toots and the Maytals with a song called Just Tell Me off the Trojan Rocksteady box set. My name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can find the set list by searching Bridging the Gap. You can also stream us and see the awesome artwork, album artwork, for all of these artists on our brand new Hawaii Public Radio smartphone app, available for free from the iTunes Store or Google Play by searching HPR. The other thing, fun thing about it, too, if you haven't heard all the cute podcasts and all of that, is that you can ads with me and Sarah from membership, is that you can actually access a lot of the podcasts that NPR puts out and that we actually put out, as well as a lot of past HPR news stories and actually a lot of NPR content kind of basically on the go and on demand. Fun thing about the app. Anyway, that's totally for free. More information on all of this is available on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. Jumping over to Cuba off the new Putumayo Cuba Cuba album, A Serie with Oriente.
Fama,
Listening to Paco Zambrano y su Combo with Mescalina off the Peru Maravilloso Vintage Latin Tropical and Cumbia compilation. Closing out here with some Le Momi with Beyond the Reef. My name is Mr. Nick. Closing out this session of Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Thank you again to Jimbo Mathis from the Skrillnut Zippers for stopping in and laying some brand new music on us.
tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIPL Lehui. Streaming live on the web at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing out the session of Bridging the Gap. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night.